Hi, friends. Welcome to Annie's Mini BFF podcast. I'm your host and friend, Annie F. Downs, and I'm so excited to be with you all for a couple of minutes today and share a little story from one of my favorite books, the Bible. This season of the podcast, we get to read from the part of the Bible called the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books of the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They tell us all about Jesus's life when he was on earth. We read about his friendships, stories that Jesus told called parables, sacrifices Jesus made for us so we can be free, meals that Jesus shared with the people he was around, and of course, the miracles he performed for so many. Thanks to our friends at Zonder Kids, today we'll be reading from the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible. And for those of you who have your copy at home, our story begins on page 162. Have you ever been to a parade and had a really hard time being able to see all the excitement passing in front of you? Don't you just wish there was a way you could make yourself taller? Well, Zacchaeus had this problem too. He had heard Jesus was coming to town and wanted to see him, but he was so short that the only way he could get a look at his face was to climb a tree. That part of the story is very fun, but it isn't my favorite part. No, I like the part where Jesus finds Zacchaeus in the tree. So, are you ready to get started with our story? Me too. This one is called Zacchaeus. Here we go. Zacchaeus was an important tax collector, and he was very rich. His job was collecting money from everyone, but like most tax collectors, he often took too much and kept it for himself. Most people didn't like tax collectors, and plenty of people didn't like Zacchaeus. One day, Zacchaeus heard Jesus was coming to his town. Everyone seemed to be talking about this man and the amazing things he was doing. Zacchaeus was curious. He wanted to see Jesus too. So off he went. But Zacchaeus wasn't the only one who wanted to see Jesus that day. And unfortunately for Zacchaeus, he couldn't see over the crowds. He just wasn't tall enough. This was a problem. So Zacchaeus came up with an idea. He scrambled up into the branches of a nearby tree and watched for Jesus. All of a sudden, he spotted him. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. Jesus was walking right toward him. "Hello, Zacchaeus," said Jesus. "I want to come to your house today. Come down from up there." Well, that wasn't at all what Zacchaeus had expected. In fact, it wasn't what anyone had expected. Why was Jesus visiting a tax collector? Everyone knew what Zacchaeus was like, and of course, so did Jesus. But he loved him all the same. Zacchaeus leapt down from his branch, overjoyed that Jesus wanted to come to his house. And because he could tell that Jesus really loved him, Zacchaeus wanted to change right then and there. "I want to make things right again," he told Jesus. "I'm going to give away half of everything I have, and if I've stolen from anyone, I'll give them back four times as much." Zacchaeus had been given a new life, which is what Jesus came to do: love the people others didn't and bring everyone close to him. Let's pray together. Dear God, help us always to remember that you will always love us, no matter what. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mini BFFs, didn't you just love the way that Jesus still wanted to be friends with Zacchaeus, even though no one else did? This story is just another way that Jesus shows us that he loves everyone. Even someone like Zacchaeus, who was unkind and took money from his neighbors, he was still someone that Jesus wanted to be around. Mini BFFs, we are going to make mistakes just like Zacchaeus made mistakes, but no matter what, Jesus still loves you and he loves me and he still wants to come to our house. So for today's drawing, can you draw me a picture of a tree? You could even put Zacchaeus in the tree if you want to. We have a really fun journey through the Gospels guidebook, actually, that you can download over at shopanniefdowns.com. It is packed with lots of activities, including a page for you to color the drawing from every episode. So when you draw this tree, with or without Zacchaeus, I want to see it. So get your grown-up to post it and tag Mini BFF Club on Instagram. If you loved the story we read today, it actually comes from a whole book of Bible stories called the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible. We've teamed up with Zonder Kids this season and are reading stories from three different storybook Bibles: the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible, the Jesus Storybook Bible, and the I Wonder Bible. To grab your own copy of these books, just go to faithgateway.com and use the code AD20 for an extra 20% off. Mini BFFs, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I'm always so happy to have you here with us. Remember, be kind to your grown-ups, your teachers, and your friends, and I'll see you next time. And hey, grown-ups, if you want to dive deeper into today's story from the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible, you can read about it in Luke 19 in the Bible. Bye, Mini BFFs. Love you, mean it.